It's Ian Blackley with you, and more importantly, it's Peter Rosethorne with me. G'day, Pete.
Oh, Blackers. Oh, I couldn't be happier than being with you. What other way would I rather spend my morning? No other way.
That's right.
Thank you, my brother.
You're coming to Busselton to play the World Theatre on the weekend.
For years, when I've been walking around Busselton, which isn't that often, I've done it a few times, people said, oh, why don't you do a show down here? And I go, some people go, well, where do I go? And they go, I don't know. So I took it upon myself last time I was in Busselton to walk around
and find somewhere to go.
Because I work anywhere. I walk in a pub.
I walk past the
World Theatre.
Street corner.
And I went, oh, hello. Look at it, just sitting there. Since 1842, bit of beautiful bit of history.
Yeah.
100-seater, perfect little theatre. I'm on. So I ring the committee. I said, how do I hire that theatre? You say, you call us. I've called you. $150, bang, hired. So I booked the date. So it's this Friday because I'm coming down, like it's for the whole weekend.
Rightio.
Because I'm punching out that gig on Friday night. So if you get a chance to see me, come and see me. I'm funny, much funnier live than on the radio, like, aren't I?
You are.
So much funnier.
And then
on the weekend, I'm hosting the anti-fracking concert.
I know. That's going to be pretty big, buddy.
Yeah. No fracking in our backyard. So many fracking puns I can make for hours on end.
I tell you what, mate, I did a bit of a story the other day. I had a bit of a chat with one of the guys from the Australian newspaper about Andrew Twiggy Forrest, you know, getting some fracking leases for 220,000 square kilometres of the Kimberley. And I sort of thought, well, that can't be good.
How much coin do you want?
Well, that's right.
How many bags of coins can you take to the grave?
But let's just say, now on Andrew's behalf, mate, just to back him up here, he's one of these few men of much wealth who has basically guaranteed to give most of it away as he goes through life, which he has. And this is why he's the West Australian of the Year nominee. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know, about 220,000 square k's worth of fracking.
That's a lot of fracking.
I mean, it's fracking ridiculous, Pete. That's what I reckon.
Can frack your back doing something like that.
That's right. Now, where do people get tickets for this gig of yours?
Just go to the door. I've got no great system about this one. It's all cash. Cash at the door. Two halves, two 40-minute sessions. Have a little drinky poos in the middle, so they can raise some money from the world, rep theatre.
Yes.
And we just have some fun. Have a chat. Do all my jokes. Do some new material and some dancing. Some quiz, give some giveaways. I do it all.
You're a variety performer.
And if I can do anything, I'll sell my soul to the devil. The drop of a hat.
Right.
So I will do, hopefully if it goes all right, I'll come back in December and do the busy December time between, Christmas and New Year.
Excellent.
And do two shows in one night before the pantomime starts.
Right.
I know I can't get in with the pantomime starts.
Cash at the door, $25. That is a damn cheap night out for some great entertainment. And you'll be there as well. So
absolutely.
Trends, brands, advertising. Marketing man Barry Urquhart on Radio West.
Yes, a very good morning, mate. How are you?
Ian, I'm exceedingly well. You've got to be, because this is the official start of the Christmas period.
Oh, it's going to be here.
In America.
It's going to be here just like that, isn't it? It's
ridiculous. Well, it really is. And, of course, today in America, they'll have midday lunch with their turkeys. They're going to be consuming something in the order of 80 million turkeys being slaughtered and eaten in America today as part of Thanksgiving Day. At 3 o'clock, they'll all turn the television set on, watch the Macy's Parade for Christmas, and now you've got the early start of Black Friday. Black Friday is an interesting situation because for many retailers in America and around the world, for the first day of the whole calendar year, they will be trading in the black. So their profits will be made by 35% of them from today to Christmas Eve. If they don't make profits in that period, they're not going to make a profit for the calendar year.
Oh, dearie me.
So that's what it's all about. Of course, Cyber Monday starts. Cyber Monday is going to be a big saving day. That's when the retailers encourage all the consumers to go online, buy online. Now, a lot of people say to me, Barry, these click frenzies and cyber frenzies in Australia, are they bargains? Let me tell you right now. The sales will be quicker than the tickets being sold to an Adele concert. And just likewise, tomorrow they will be available next day at inflated prices on Gumtree. So there's going to be a lot of entrepreneurial Australians going in to Black Friday and on Cyber Monday, getting bargains, reselling them, making a profit, and then going out and having a good Christmas period.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. It's very much that type of situation. And, of course, about 3 weeks ago, the Commonwealth Bank announced that they'd done a study, and they're saying now that to entice Australian people out to buy, particularly this Christmas, retailers are going to have sales bargains and discounts. But forget about 5, 10 or 15%. If you aren't offering at least 25% this year, consumers are going to make a big detour around your store, your offers and your sales, because they're expecting 25% plus, and already walking the streets of Perth and into the metropolitan area and down there in the southwest, there's bargains of 50 to 60% off. So Christmas is here. It's a good time. It's a good time for saving. But be aware, you've got to be aware of exactly what the prices are to be able to get good value for you as a consumer.
Well, that's it. Yeah, make sure you know what you're buying and know what it's usually worth, for sure.
Dirty feet, done dirt cheap. Dirty feet and they're done dirt cheap.
Ah, Danny Frumman from Orakati Wild Bull Brewery and Frumman Catering. Good morning, mate. You've sort of been missing in action the last couple of weeks. You did a Harold Holt and disappeared. Where
you been? I've been out. I've been in Sydney.
What were you over there for?
The hometown. At my niece's wedding.
Oh, was it lovely?
It was amazing.
Was it a white dress?
It was a beautiful long white dress.
Was there a long train behind it? Or
there was a choo-choo behind it. It was beautiful. In the middle of Barrel, it was about 30.
Oh, Barrel's lovely. I love Barrel.
Absolutely.
That's
beautiful.
Gorgeous there. Jimmy Barnes and be still around there.
Yeah, you could hear Don rolling around the grave after our recent cricket performances. You could hear him tossing and turning.
Oh, dear. And he'd look at the team these days and he'd go, what's this 13-year-old doing in here?
Oh, dear. All the names. Barney Johnson, I don't know. Who are they? I've never heard of any of them.
Well, I had to do something, though.
Yeah.
We got onto cricket from from your niece's wedding. Was there any action at the wedding? Any funny occurrences? Did Uncle Arthur drink too much and embarrass people? Did you make a speech?
The speeches were good. The speeches were great because it's one of those weddings where there's multiple parents, you know, the divorces and all that sort of thing. So there was more speeches than the US Congress. It was unbelievable. We're all sitting there for hours.
I hope you didn't do the catering, did you?
No, but I ate it and it was pretty good.
Speaking of pretty good, I've just had a mouthful of what you prepared this morning, and my mouth is watering because without any food in my mouth, speaking, your chops start to water, thinking you're eating, and I'm going, that's really tasty. But you know, it's one of my favourite foods that I shouldn't eat, pork belly.
It's a little bit like Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers have come together to create this beautiful fatty pork belly with pounds
mango.
Of brown sugar on it.
Mango and orange and a little bit
then
of iceberg lettuce.
From
there. Oh, mate, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Just quickly tell us about it.
Okay, what it is, it's roasted pork belly, 2-hour roasted. What we've done was we put a caramel and star anise dressing over it. So we've basically reduced down some brown sugar, some red wine vinegar, some star anise and some cinnamon.
Keep speaking, I'm going to have another bit.
No worries. And we put some chicken stock in with that and we reduced it way, way down till it came into a nice syrupy caramel consistency. Yeah. We tossed our pork belly through that caramel with some fresh chilies, some fresh herbs, some coriander and a few other bits and pieces. And then we just laid it across a simple summer salad of oranges, mango, cos lettuce. What do you reckon?
Oh, mate, magnificent.
That's
magnificent.
That's on the menu.
Where's it at?
Orakati.
Good one, because most of the time I say, where can we get this? You go, oh, I've just made it up.
It's not on anywhere. Pull it out of my back pocket. This one, we don't do the salad with it, because it's a starter share plate of pork belly, but we do it that version with the star anise caramel on it.
Oh, beautiful. Well, get down to Orakati, Victoria Street, and you'll be able to try this. It's absolutely magnificent. What's it called on the menu?
It's called Pork Belly Bites.
Classic Hits Radio West, Paul Simon, you can call me Al. I call him Grant Henley, and he's the Busselton Mayor. Good morning, Grant. How are you today?
Good morning, Blackers. How could you not be good on such a beautiful spring
day? Isn't it just fantastic? Well, listen, how's Busselton coping with the leavers, mate? Everything, they all behaving themselves down there?
Yeah, look, I was quite surprised to learn that there's actually a normal amount of leavers, 6,000 to 7,000 leavers in town, because it seems pretty quiet.
Really?
But that's because they're all stacked up in
those houses along the beach there, mate, where their parents have rented them and there's about 83 of them in a three-bedroom house.
Well, I hope that's not the case, but they're well spread out through a lot of businesses in town now where they used to only a couple of businesses would accept leavers. So I guess they're spread out and you don't notice it quite as much.
Yeah. So they're behaving themselves. That's great. Now, the Busselton Ironman, this is a big international event. That is coming up very soon too.
Huge amount, yeah. We've got a record number of runner or athletes that are competing in that. And it's a great day. I've just registered to volunteer to help out for the event. It's a great feeling to help people achieve their goal in such a huge event. You can go and offer them a word of encouragement and a glass of cool water on their run. It's good fun.
Yeah, I've got some friends down in Busselton, and I think they're doing their 8th or 9th, which is
I think we're up to the dirty dozen. So, we've got some people there that have done all of them and are working their way towards doing the first 20.
Yeah. Now, the Margaret River Escape, the Gourmet Escape, was a very big success. I mean, I saw you down there at the opening night there on Castle Rock Beach, which was fantastic. And you had a bit of a chat with Nigella, didn't you?
It was lovely to welcome Nigella down, and her 7 million Twitter followers got a beautiful beautiful view of Castle Rock Beach and the Mealup Park and our beautiful Geograph Bay. So
It was great exposure for our beautiful Southwest. Well, you have a good week, mate, and hopefully the leavers will continue to behave themselves, and we'll have a chat with you in a fortnight.
I hope they all look after each other.